Good morning. Welcome to All Together Thanksgiving Family Service. Since we're all together, I want to give a note about the kids, okay? We have little kids in here, and if they even dare to make a noise, we will celebrate it. Thank you, kids. So go ahead and scream out in the back. You know, if you're not used to kids, someday God may provide it, and so we don't mind if they cry out. Now, if they're crying out for more than 10 minutes because they're that excited, parents, we'd love if you'd step outside, but don't hush them. We're not bothered by them. I am so glad that our little kids are with us and our medium kids and then even our bigger kids. And so I just want you to know that, because sometimes you feel embarrassed in the back if your kid starts crying or whatever, but please don't. We are so glad that you are here with them and that we could celebrate all together. Families have that. They have some noisier people and some less noisy people, and they have some little ones and they have some bigger ones. And as a family, we just want to welcome all of our from littlest to biggest kids. Okay, so today, I had announced after service we were going to have a kids meeting. We're not going to do that because that would be really weird. Poor Pastor Peter would be upstairs having a children's meeting and everyone else is having a Thanksgiving feast. Okay, so we're going to postpone that a little bit. He'll let us know when a good time for that is. But so I just have to say that. This is the kickoff to Thanksgiving week, really. Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving. And on Thursday, I want you to kind of think about God. But really, Thursday is probably for your family. Thursday is where we just connect to people that we love very much. Friends and family, they come over and eat. And I'd like for you to make Thursday a Thanksgiving where it's just about the people that are in your life. And in order to not sort of leave God out, we want to make today a day about where we're thanksgiving to God. Okay, so there'll be a time, and you can thank God and your family at the same time, but sometimes we feel guilty because you get to Thanksgiving and you're like, well, we didn't do anything like religious. It's Thanksgiving. Aren't we supposed to do something? Well, God knows that you love him, and you know that he loves you. And so we're going to make today a little bit about God as our Thanksgiving service. So our time together today is going to be a Thanksgiving from us to God. We're going to actually walk through this passage, which was designed, written to be a thanksgiving. It's a psalm. It's Psalm 136. We're going to walk through it. And it's a pretty famous one because it's got an incredibly repetitive line in it. His love endures forever. If you've ever sang that song, His Love Endures Forever. This sort of has one line and then it says His love endures forever. But the way that this psalm starts, it starts out with saying, God, I want to thank you. And this is a corporate psalm that the Jews would sing all together on days of Thanksgiving. And we're going to thank you. That's going to how it starts. And it ends with God because we thank you. And so the bookends of this thing is thanksgiving to God for all sorts of things. And we're going to walk through just four sorts of things that we could be thankful to God for today. And we're going to try to just spend the next 45 minutes, just kidding, the next 20 minutes, because we've got our kids with us, just really laser-like focusing our mind and thanking God. Now, we're going to mix it up a little bit. So I know that our church is a little bit uncomfortable with interaction. I understand that, 8 months, I figured it out already. But today, you're going to have to go outside your comfort zone. You got your kids here, parents, so you got to give them a good example, right? We're going to do some things that are a little offbeat, and partly because we have our children with us. Okay, so we don't want to make it too boring for them. Pastor Sam, like, talk, that guy talks so much, right? Okay, so we want it to really engage from our youngest to our oldest. So we're going to do a couple of different things, all right? Here's the first. There'll be four times where I'm going to ask you guys to shout out corporately, His love endures forever, okay? And it'll be obvious because it'll come up on the screen in bold letters, His love endures forever, okay? So let's practice that together, ready? We want to get the right cadence. His love endures forever. Ready? 1, 2, 3. His love endures forever. Okay, so at some point, you'd actually want to say it like you mean it. So when we get to the verse, you want to actually tell God, God, actually, we think your love endures forever. And if you happen to like God, and I happen to like God, then it's okay to say it with a little enthusiasm. I happen to like the Clippers. You should have seen me last night. Ah, beep. I don't say any beeps, but, I did say beep, but not any bad words, just the beep part. And when we encounter someone that we really like, sometimes it's okay to use like a higher or a positive or a more intense inflection in our voice. And so I want to invite you to feel free to do that, not just His love endures forever. I want to invite you to express it out. Okay, so that's a part of it. And then there's going to be some other offbeat stuff this morning. What we're trying to do is really just look at God and thank God. Remember, here's our psalm. We're talking about thanksgiving to God, bookends. And thanksgiving to God for what? The first thing we can thank God for is for who he is. So the psalm starts out this way. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. He's above the other gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. Ready?
He
His love endures forever. Now, if we had the real psalm, it has his love endures forever after each, like, comma. So that would have been for his love endures forever. But I thought that might be overkill. So we're this isn't quite the version of the Bible. I've edited a little bit of it just so it works a little better altogether. So what we begin today by noticing is one thing that we should, ought, and could thank God for is for who he is. Now, this is outside of anything he's done, outside of anything he's given to you, just simply thanking God for who he is, that he is the God over any other sort of gods in this world, and that whether it be money or idols or back in this time there were false gods that people were worshiping, and in our days there's false gods that we're worshiping too. And so we could just give thanks to him because he's above all those things. He's above every, Lord means master. He's above everything that tries to master us in our life. God is good. Not because of anything he does. He just simply is good. And it is appropriate and right for us to take a moment and say, God, you are good. We recognize that. We simply worship him and thank him for he is good, for his existence. Things like his being all powerful. Things like that he knows all things, that God is love, that he is above this world, and yet he's intimately involved with every molecule and atom. He is perfect without flaw and sin. Okay, so what I'm going to do, here we go. If you're between the ages 18 and 38, I'm going to ask one person from each side. I've conveniently divided the sanctuary in two. I'm going to ask one person from each side between 18 and 38 ages. So that's, you are disqualified or qualified, 18 and 38, one from each side. I'm going to ask you to stand up and you're going to act out one thing that you are thankful for God about who he is. So this is a hard one, right? So that's why I picked the, you know, you're in your prime, right? 18 to 38. So you're going to have to act out without words, charade it out. This person on this is going to stand in the middle, this person on that side, and then you just act out for your side. Don't worry about the other side unless you want to laugh at them, okay? So, as 1838, you'll probably have our parents, and we want to be great examples because the kids may be called on later, and we would want them to volunteer, so of course our parents would volunteer, okay? So enthusiastically, 18 to 38, is there any 18 or 38? This is where the sermon could go really wrong right here. So this is the moment, right, that I've dreaded all the last 2 weeks as I've been preparing this. Okay, so who's on this side? 18 to 38, going to act out something about God you're thankful for. Oh, come on now. Okay, who's on this side? Let me get, just jump up. Who's our person on this side? Who's our person on this side? Did you just volunteer your dad? Okay, I guess so. Who's going to volunteer their parent then? Nico, did you just volunteer? Okay, you volunteered your dad? Okay, it's a battle. All right, Yuli and Dwight have been volunteered by their kids. Stand up. You're going to charades out something about God's character you're thankful for, okay? To your... You guys are guessing for Dwight. You guys are guessing for Yulio. Okay, ready? Ready? And the winner gets no prize. All right, ready? You got some? Ready, set, go. Love. Love? Love? That's good. Surfing. It's his character. It's got to be character. Power. This is power, you guys. That's how I do power. I wouldn't go like this. I would definitely do this. Power. Next time I need power, the lights go out, my wife and I will be like, we need power. All right, awesome job. My favorite attribute about God is his sinlessness. Because I look in my life and I know there's so much that's messed up. I look in this world, I dare turn on the news, and I get sad. And so I am so thankful that God is sinless. He's above all this. He's not caught up in our mess. He's not caught up in our drama. He's not caught up in our pettiness. And God is sinless and above this all. So I'm thankful for that. Okay, that's how our psalm starts. Thanks to God for who he is. The next part of it says, thanks to God for the things he's done in creation, for something that he's done and created. Check it out how it says in the next verses. To him who alone does great wonders, who by his understanding he made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day and the moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. Man, we're so thankful for things that God has created. I think of like the trillions of planets, the entire universe for us to enjoy. I mean, that seems like overkill, right? We're sort of stuck on Earth still. But God created the entire universe so we could look at it, so we could get those, not microscopes, but the other side, the telescopes. So we could create spaceships to go try to see this stuff. Trillions of planets and stars, and God created the mountains and the oceans, and he created beauty, and he created life, and he created puppies and kittens. Like, who doesn't like puppies and kittens? All right, if you're 38 or more, if you're over 38, now's your chance, okay? Over 38, we're switching it up. I'm going to bring this over here. If you're over 38, be careful, you're about to get called on. Okay, we're going to place this right here. I need a above 38, so we're not talking the spring chickens over here, you know what I'm saying? What you're going to do is you're going to draw for us, sort of Pictionary style, something you can be thankful for in God's creation. Okay, I'm going to take away star and sun right now. Boom, sorry. I jacked you up. All right, someone who's over 38. Man, you guys are young. This is the young side. All right, we got one there. Okay, come on. Oh, yeah. All right. Come on. Something you're thankful for. Ready, set, go. It's not really a contest, but anyway. Christmas trees. Christmas trees and flowers. Oh, you guys are, that's awesome. All right, let me flip that around so you could see what the other one saw. Nice, huh? That's what she did. They are fast. They are amazing. Whew, this thing is awkward. It's as awkward as me. That's great. Okay, so our 38 and over just owned it right there. That was pretty sweet. Okay, so what we're talking about is praising God for something that he's done in creation. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My favorite thing in creation is the night sky. I love it. I cannot get enough of it. I'll walk out, and I'm like, oh, it's great. It's there again. And it's amazing. And then sometimes there's like clouds. And I love it. I absolutely love when I go into the night sky, I can experience God. And I don't know why that resonates for me, but that's the one that just resonates for me. Always moves my soul so much. So we've looked at thanksgiving to God for who he is, for how he's created the universe. And then here in the next section, we're going to see that the Jews are giving thanks to God for what he's done in their community. Now, for us, we're not in the Jewish community, and so it would translate, what has God done in our community? But check out how it reads. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, who brought Israel out from among them with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, to him who divided the Red Sea asunder, and he brought Israel through the midst of it, but he swept Pharaoh and his armies into the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of the Bashan. And he gave their land as an inheritance for his servant Israel. So here we see in this passage, salvation for God's people. Salvation from their captors as they were slaves in Egypt. We see God's provision for the community, that he was guarding them and protecting them and providing for them. God had his hand on this community, helping them and championing them. And so he deserved thanks because of that. And for us, I would say we walk a similar path as a community. We can thank God for his salvation for us. We thank God for sustaining JRC through the last 3 years, which have felt like a wilderness for some of you. Ask any of the previous leadership board. It felt like a really rough wilderness at the church. And it wasn't a perfect time, but it was a blessed time, and God was providing. He was guiding our church to the amazing place where we sit here right now. Look around the community that's right here. Look how gorgeous our kids are. Look how amazing the friends that we have here are. What a blessing. God has had his hand on this community. Zero through 18. All right, your turn. Anyone who's 0 through 18, I'm going to ask, what you're going to do is you're going to sing out something that you're thankful for God. It's a song. Something you're thankful for about this community, about Jericho Road. Okay, 18 through 8, 0 through 18. Any 0 through 18 who want to sing out You know, literally sing out. So you can opera sing it, country sing it. I don't care. All right, who's on this side? Oh, come on. What happened to our, like, excited, passionate youth group? Oh, Ryan, you're too old. You don't get to volunteer. Good try. No? All right, Andrew volunteered. And Micah volunteered. Yeah. Woo! Micah. Oh, wait. I got something for you guys. Don't you worry. Because it's a sing out, you need one of these. Oh, yeah. Come on. All right, Micah. Sing out something you're thankful for about this community of God. So thank you, God, for these really nice friends, like that. Whatever. All right, here you go. Take it. You're up.
I need to think about it.
You need a minute? All right, you're up first. He's got to prepare his rhyme. Don't worry. You could rap it. You could offer it. I don't care. All right. Ready, set, go.
I don't have rhyme. I love JRC's food, man.
Love JRC.
We are family.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. All right. Amen. I'm thankful for. I am so thankful for the privilege of being the pastor at such a genuinely amazing church. I can't tell you guys how often, I would say at least two or three times a day, that I am sitting at home praying or preparing God's word and just thanking God that he allowed me to be with you guys, allowed me to shepherd this place. And so I am so thankful for this community personally. The last movement we see here, so who God is, what he's done in creation, what he's done in our community, and the last part is just what he's done in our lives. Check it out here. He remembered us in our low estate. He freed us from our enemies. He gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Has God helped you in any time of trouble this year? Has God given you a special provision? Maybe you got a raise this year. Maybe you got a promotion. You can thank him for a new joy. Maybe you got a new family member or one's on its way. Maybe you got a new wife. Amen. You could thank him. Maybe you could thank him for helping you endure through school. Thank him for helping you put up with your parents. Perhaps he provided a new car or maybe a brand new iPhone for you. All things to give thanks to God for. Have we eaten all year? I have. Have you slept indoors on purpose all year? Yes, we have. Thank God for the basic provisions. Has he helped you get through a tough time? Has he given you peace in the middle of chaos? Has he secured your heart in times of uncertainty? We thank him for all he does in our lives. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to do this all together. I want you to grab your fingers up, we're going to high five. We're going to come high five me. Everybody, don't be haters. Come on. Jeez. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is thank God for five things he's done in your life. And it could be tiny things. It could be that he gave you Cheerios this morning. It doesn't matter. And so we're going to pray all together. Praying is talking to God. So you can close your eyes or have them open. I don't care. In case you can't remember, like, which finger you're on. Five things that you can thank God for. And we're going to do it. I know. Panic. Okay. Deep breath. We're going to do it out loud. I know. I'm sorry. I know. But God is worth at least a whisper. So if you're not a shouter, you don't have to scream. If you want to scream, scream mildly, because you're going to scare our other friends. But at least whisper it out. Emma, you with me? All right, come on, girl. She was, that ain't fine. That's like, hey. All right, yeah, I saw. I don't think I don't see y'all. All right, ready? We're going to pray all together. Pray/talk to God, whichever you want to think of it. Five things that you're, and I'm going to turn my mic off, otherwise I'm overwhelming and I distract you guys, okay? So ready? 1, 2, 3, we're going to, you can think about them ahead of time, and then pray and thank God for five things in your life, and when you're done, then you can put your hand down, we're all high-fived to God. Ready? 3, 2, 1, and go ahead and do it out loud. One of the things I thank God for is yesterday I got to watch Justice League at the AMC theater where you dine in and your seat reclines. And the guy brings you Cherry Coke when you push your little button. And they bring you food and dessert in the middle of it. And I know that is super small and lame and silly, but I thank God even for the silly luxuries that he gives us. We're going to close today by watching this video here. And then I'll come up and pray for us.